Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Joey Barrero,
who is starring in the national tour of A Bronx Tale, which is swinging through D.C. at National Theater. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us, Joey.
Of course, man.
All right, so a lot of us remember the De Niro movie, but I think a lot of people forget that it actually started on the stage, right? Chaz, who was I remember him in Bullets Over Broadway, but then he wrote it as a play, and De Niro saw the play, and that's how the movie came about. Do you know any more about how that backstory unfolded there originally before it even became the musical?
Well, I mean, I just know that De Niro really loved the script, and he asked Chaz if he could make a movie out of it, and obviously you can't say no to De Niro. And then after that, this is now the musical is the third iteration of it. And it's really exciting to be a part of it and to be around such iconic guys like Chaz and De Niro and Jerry Zaks, our director.
Awesome. Well, how much did you guys, you know, being as it's the national tour, how much do you guys, how involved are, let's say, you know, De Niro and Chaz and all, you know, the original team
with
this production?
Chaz was around a bit, like quite a bit, actually. De Niro, he was involved with the Broadway production a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
He was very involved in the staging of the fight scenes. And he was just around to make sure to maintain a level of authenticity that, you know, is attached to his name. For our production, we definitely met him, and he's a really nice guy. And we mostly work with Jerry and Sergio, our choreographer, and Chaz was there in the room, you know, looming over all of us.
But now, in terms of the cast, though, you guys do have a lot of people returning from the original the OBC, right? Like 11, I think? 11,
yeah? Yeah. Right now, Joe Barber is here with me, and he just pulled up a video of Robert De Niro beating him up in a fight scene. It's actually pretty cool. I wish I could, like, send a file for you to watch. There's a still picture, and it's really exciting. Joe is very excited about it. But Joe plays Sonny, and he's okay. he is okay. And then there's Richard Blake, who plays my father, and he was the original guy who played Lorenzo on Broadway. His voice is amazing. He's amazing. We have lots of people. I mean, yeah, you're okay, Joe. He's amazing. Joe is over here whining behind me. But and then Brianna Marie Bell. We have a great, great cast. Michelle Aravena plays my mom, and she's fantastic. I mean, I could just extol everyone's virtues for days.
I taught this kid everything he knows, but not everything I know.
He's too much.
There's the barber again.
He's too much. Mm-hmm.
He'll just pop in whenever you want. The demon barber of the interview.
Whenever. The demon barber of it. That was pretty smart.
Thanks,
good,
man.
Good for you.
I know. I surprise myself sometimes. All right. Well, that's awesome. We're going along here and assuming, like, you know, we're talking about the movie and the play and the musical, but we're assuming our listeners know what it's about. But let's back up a second and
I guess we'll tell them.
Yeah, give them the general premise here.
So the plot is based off of Chaz's actual life, Chaz Palminteri's actual life. When he was a kid, his actual name is Calogero, and this is the character that I play. And Calogero witnessed a murder when he was a kid. And the man who committed the murder took Calogero under his wing. He's a mob boss. He was like the mob boss of all mob bosses. And Calogero, essentially, the story is about Calogero following in the footsteps of Sonny and then his father witnessing this and not being totally okay with it. And then as Calogero gets older, he falls in love with an African-American girl. And he has to deal with that situation during the 60s when that wasn't exactly PC. It's a really touching family story.
Awesome. And of course, we're bearing the lead. Of course, what makes it much different than the movie even is now where it's a musical and we got some, doo-wop from Alan Menken. You know, his reputation precedes himself, all those great Disney tunes and everything. But explain some of the highlights. If we missed it on Broadway, name a song or two that, you know, we should look out for when we head out there.
Right. Well, there's a great duet that Brianna, who plays Jane, the African-American girl, and I sing together called In a World Like This. And it's a really nice, smooth, like 60s love ballad. And actually more like the 70s. The show kind of spans a couple of generations from like the early 50s to like the late 70s, or really the early 70s. There is a song called The Great Ones, which is probably one of the most iconic songs from the show, and that Sonny sings. And it's very much in that like kind of a Dean Martin crooner style.
Nice.
All the doo-wop stuff is fantastic. Alan, you know, Mr. Menken knows how to write a show. He's written a few.
Absolutely. And it's funny when you're listening, just listening to all the themes at play here. You know, we got the interracial dating that sort of reminds, you know, West Side Story or something. Then you got, you know, they're witnessing a murder. We got a little bit of, I don't think Goodfellas, De Niro, Jersey Boys, I guess, mm-hmm. is a good analogy.
Yeah, they like to say it's Jersey Boys meets West Side Story.
Is that accurate? Is that what you'd say?
I think it's pretty accurate, actually. Yeah.
Well, hey, if you got to be compared to something, those are two good ones. Awesome. Well, take me. I mean, we went into the music, but how about the movements themselves, the choreography? What exactly are the dance moves like? What sort of style is the dance?
The dancing, Sergio Trujillo, is a big name on Broadway. He's choreographed numerous hit shows. The style is very much that, 60s movement infused with, there's a great number in Act Two where the kids from Webster Avenue, the African-American kids, they do this great street kind of style choreography. It's awesome to watch. I don't do very much of the dancing, but I love watching my friends. And one of my buddies, Josh Burridge, We did the show called Newsies, which is another Alan Menken show.
Mm-hmm.
And we toured that show, and he was one of the Newsies, and he's in this show, and he's featured all over the place as a dancer. And he's absolutely amazing. So there's cool little tricks and flips, and it's very exciting, very fun.
Awesome. And then visually, what are we seeing in terms of, I mean, I know it's the 60s in the Bronx, or, you know, we're on the stoops, I assume, you know, street corners. Like, what? Tell me what we see in terms of set design, costume, sort of setting the period visuals there.
The set design is amazing. It's all very kind of minimalist. When you walk in the room, everything is just red all over the place, red and black. And it's Beowulf Borat that did the set, and it's really cool to play on. It's really, really cool to play on, and it's just like the Broadway set. We had to make a few tweaks to tour it, but it's the same show.
Awesome. And so where are we on the tour now? Where's DC fall in your rundown here?
DC, wow. We're past the halfway point. Right now I'm in Chicago. And then I will be going to DC next week, seeing you guys over there. And followed by that we have Boston, which is going to be amazing. We started out in upstate New York, and then our official opening was in L.A., which is in San Francisco. We've done a bunch of great cities.
That's awesome. Well, you mentioned West Side Story a little bit earlier. Did you know, I'm sure you did, National Theater in D.C. is where West Side Story began. Before it even went to Broadway, it began here. So you're coming home in a way. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so if our listeners, they've heard this interview, you know, they said they either they saw the movie and now they're listening to this. Yeah, that sounds really cool. What's the final sell, man? Why should they come on out to this show when you guys come into town? Why should they come?
I think the big pitch for this show is that we're bringing together audiences that aren't usually aligned with each other. This is a big Broadway musical, but it really appeals to a kind of a male-dominant audience, you know, the guys who loved watching the movie and that father-son dynamic. So if you're not the kind of guy who usually would come to a Broadway musical with singing and dancing, this show is probably going to be your way into that world.
Right, and if you are a Broadway fan, you're going to love it too, so it's the best of both worlds.
Oh yeah, certainly, without question. I mean, just by the names who are attached to the project, you know that you're going to love it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Now get back out there. I know you got, you know, a lot of, you're busy. You got a lot of shows. Probably another one tonight, right? So we'll let you go.
Yeah, we got another one tonight.
Awesome. Well, say hi to your fellows and guys in the room there that keep jumping on. I appreciate them taking the time to jump in as well. But again, Joey, thanks so much. Again, it's Bronx Tale, March 26th through March 31st at the National Theater. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yep, later.
Talk to you later, buddy.